This week's Parsha, Parshat Balotcha, there's so much to speak about this Parsha, but I'd like to talk about the episode of the Pesach Sheni and those who came to complain that they wanted to participate in the Pesach Sheni. And why so uptight? I mean, really, who cares? What's the big difference? And yet these people are complaining. Why should they be excluded? Let's get to the psukim. Perek tet, pasuk vav and pasuk zayin. Vayhi anashim asher yutmeim lenefesh adam, v'lo yachlu lasot ha-pesach b'yom ahu. There were people that they were tamei, the tamei met on the 14th of Nisan. And we know from Chazal, these people were tmeim because of met mitzvah. Either it happened to do with the two sons of Aaron, or it was carrying Yosef's bones, Atzmot Yosef, throughout the trek from Mitzrayim until they finally get to Eretz Yisrael. Vayikrulif they Moshe, v'lifnei Aaron b'yomahu, they go to Moshe and Aaron, why should we be treated as second-class citizens? Why should we be pushed out, get out of the pool? That we should not be able to participate in the Korban Pesach in its proper time, in the 14th of Nisan. So many Mefarshim ask exactly the question I'm posing. Let the Rav Sorotzkin in Oznaim LeTorah, he says, what's the big spiel? Ma bikachim yefshar b'shana echat? What happened? So 1 year you can't be mekayim one of the mitzvot. And specifically befrat machmat onis. I mean, you had no choice. There was no free will here, because halacha was you can't do it. You're tamei. Wait a second. You know, we also participate. We did a great mitzvah. We did levaya tamet, and also a mitzvah potum in a mitzvah. So you're coming to complain? That's what halacha says. So what's the entire argument? Why are they upset? Why are they coming to say lama nigara? Why should we be worse? Treated as second class. And he gives numerous examples that we know quite well in modern day life, where if a person can get away with not having to do the mitzvah, how difficult example is to get yeshiva bachrim to put on tzitzis. They say, you know, it's a mitzvah kiyumit, we know all the lumdis that have the beged of arba kanfot with four corners, I got to put on tzitzis, if I want to wear that beged. But what if I don't want to? What's the big thing? And the idea of chibur bar mitzvahs, of loving to do the mitzvah, it takes a while for that to seep in to their mind, for them to understand it in that way. Wow, you have an opportunity for an entire day to be able to be mekayim this mitzvah. Tzedakah. How many people are happy if the collector comes to the house to collect by them Sunday evening when they're not home? I've saved myself $20, $30, $40, whatever it is. Not that I feel terrible that I wasn't able to do the mitzvah lomani gara, why it bothers me. And these people were so upset. Instead of saying Baruch Shem Tarani, you don't have to bother worrying about a Korban Pesach, it's so complicated, this and that. Finished, I'm tamei met for a met mitzvah, osek be mitzvah, potum in a mitzvah, and fire tickets, finished, it's over. There's a beautiful thought from the Pnine Torah. He says the following thing. He says, you know, there's Tariag mitzvot, and we know that how many, the Ramach mitzvot aseh v'shasah, mitzvot lo taseh, equal to all of the parts of the body. And the Avot, they knew to be mekayim the Kol HaTorah Kula. How did they know that? He writes, Ki kol echad me'ayvarehem hirgish batzorech l'takein et shleimuto ba'asiyat ha-mitzvah mechonevenet kenegdo. That's every one of their 613 parts of their body knew that they had a specific mitzvah that related to them. And if the mitzvah was not able to be done, that aver felt terrible. And that was the tain of these temeim. Inochinami, we are pturim lasot et ha-pesach. But lamani kara, madu anachnu margishim that we are chaser in this exact mitzvah. And therefore the taina was a legitimate taina. Shekein HaTorah lo pitru doesn't excuse you completely. And you could have an opportunity to do Pesach Sheni. So the Unta Sheshura, the bottom line here is that someone should feel that even though I'm not able to do this mitzvah, I would only wish I would be able to. I'd like to put myself in a situation that I'd be chayiv to do the mitzvah, so I would be happy by doing it. Rotz HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'zakot et Yisrael. It came for zchut v'Yisrael. Lefichach hirba lehem Torah mitzvot. He gave them the Torah mitzvot. Don't look upon it as it's shver to zayin yid. It's hard. It's difficult. Look upon it. Look at the beauty, the godless, the specialty, the schar, the relationship that I have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that my entire Ramach Evarim v'shasah Gidim are able to be mekayim all of the Taryag mitzvot. If only we would feel that and feel that deep in our hearts, how wonderful it would be. I missed the Pesach Rishon. I was different than everybody else, albeit that I did a greater mitzvah than anybody else did. I undertook, as the example, to schlep the Atzmo Yosef for 40 years. Throughout the entire Midbar trip. But I still want the opportunity to be able to be makar v'korban Pesach. Moshe and Aaron go, and they turn to Rabbi Yisrael, it's, what do you do? And Moshe says, they're right. We're going to give them a second chance. Because they love mitzvahs, they want to do it so much, they'll be given a second chance. Halavai, we should all think that way. Amen.